From Tidbits on December 16th, 2013, this is Apple TV gains ABC, Bloomberg, Crackle, KRR TV by Josh Centers. The Apple TV has gained an eclectic round of new channels to join this year's editions of ESPN, Disney, HBO, PBS, and others, for a total of 14 new apps since June. All the new apps should appear automatically in your Apple TV's main menu. The Watch ABC app, like its web and iOS counterparts, lets you watch the latest episodes of ABC's shows, including Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Scandal, and Once Upon a Time. Unlike the web and iOS versions, however, the Apple TV app requires activation with a participating cable or satellite provider, which is disappointing. To add insult to injury, it has a number of unskippable commercials. Also, the app won't work outside of the United States. For some reason, the app doesn't think my home in Tennessee qualifies, so I can't access it as of this writing. The Bloomberg app brings the business news channel to the Apple TV, with clips, full shows such as Charlie Rose, and even live content. It's the Apple TV's best American news channel yet, joining the anemic Wall Street Journal app and the British Sky News. Bloomberg doesn't require a cable subscription and is free with ads. Crackle is an exciting addition to the Apple TV. It's a free, ad-supported app with an odd mix of movies and TV shows. The currently featured movies include Big Daddy, Step Brothers, Ghostbusters, American Psycho, and The Spirit. Available shows include Seinfeld, A Dream of Jeannie, Sanford and Son, Barney Miller, Damages, and The Shield, as well as original shows like Chosen and Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. While you aren't likely to find anything you're actively searching for on Crackle, you can probably find something you'll enjoy watching. Of all the new additions, KOR TV is the most interesting, at least for a subset of Apple TV users, as it offers Korean movies and TV shows. I found only one English program in the entire app. Interestingly, the descriptions for Korean language content are in English. Some of KOR TV's content is free, but much of it requires a subscription, with fees between $1.99 and $4.99 per month. For instance, MBN Business News is $1.99 per month, ETN K-pop costs $2.99 per month, and you can access all available movies for $4.99 per month. If you're a fan of the ancient strategy game Go, there's an entire free section dedicated to it, provided you understand Korean. New content is always welcome on the Apple TV, though Apple's both filling in obvious gaps and adding quirky choices that feel like obscure cable channels. The more content Apple adds to its streaming box, the more apparent it is that the company needs to provide better organizational controls or even open an Apple TV app store in order to preserve the sanity of users faced with a plethora of choices every night. Easier app hiding is rumored to be on the way, but until then, I explain how to hide unwanted apps in Take Control of Apple TV, Chapter 2, Set Up Your Apple TV. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, and Aspire Media. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.